Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. What Denim talked about, he has 14 points and 7 weaknesses. And the 14 points are all issues that management does. These are not problems with your workers. Because as Denim pointed out, and scientists have proven over and over again, in the Pareto principle, that 80% of the problems come from 20% of the population, and it's always management. Employees are never the problem, I guarantee you. Management is the problem when you understand the 14 points. And there are things like cease reliance on slogans. Which really means put your money where your mouth is. How many times have you walked into a business that says, we value quality, customer service first, and you look at the employees' faces, and you look at how they react, and that's not true. Or where management, instead of really working at problems, just comes up with a new buzzword or a new slogan. That was one of his problems. He talked about how you have to cease reliance on inspection. How many times do you not clearly think proactively about what we're going to do if we just wait for a problem to come up before we deal with it? That's inspecting quality into the product. That's saying it's okay for us to screw a ton, because we'll just throw away the defects. And yeah, we'll waste money, but I'm too lazy or I'm too stressed to actually deal with proactively solving problems. He said we need to do it right the first time. For instance, there's a great company here in town, McKay, who they're a medical manufacturing company, and they decided to start using quality for their entire company as soon as they did this big expansion. Now, for quality, they said, we're going to focus on manufacturing. We want to make sure our company production floor is perfect. We're going to make sure everything rolls beautifully. And once they started using quality, they realized we have a problem. It doesn't matter how fast we can make this new, amazing number of products if our mailroom can't handle it. If your mailroom can't handle it, all the products are going to get, it doesn't matter if you can make a million of them if you can't ship a million of them. So they stopped. And instead of waiting for that problem to come up, waiting to see if their mailroom can handle it, they made their mailroom ninja precision. They made sure every single problem in their mailroom was dealt with. They could handle anything. They got them running so speedily, and then they increased production. It's about proactively dealing with problems. Another thing that we talked about was writing out fear. And I'd say that's actually one of the most important points there is. Because most crises I run into come about because someone was scared. Most of them happen because someone lied about something. Usually to themselves. The biggest lies we tell are to ourselves, not to other people. But it happened because someone made a mistake. And instead of going, I need to fix this mistake, let me talk to my supervisor and figure out how to fix it, they went, I'll get in trouble. Maybe they'll fire me. I've got kids to take. I can't tell anyone. I'll just try to cover it up, and it won't be the end of the universe. I'll fix it somehow on my own. It won't be a big deal. And it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger. And then the poor person gets blamed when the problem comes out. Anyhow, they should have told someone. But something made them feel like they couldn't trust you. Something made them feel like they couldn't tell it to you. Either they heard a lot of stories about someone getting sacked for making a mistake. They hear about zero tolerance policies. And they decide that, no, I can't tell anyone. It's less risky for me to keep it a secret than it is for me to tell them. And that's the kind of fear that Denim worried about. That's the kind of disease that destroys companies. Because that's where your Godzillas are coming from. That's a frog that grew up into a Godzilla. When you have a whole bunch of people who aren't telling you what you need to do to fix a problem.
Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2014 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, No part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission, but we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.